101.7 AM 920 KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 918. Good morning. 64 degrees in downtown Wadena. And we're joined, as we are every Tuesday morning, with Lisa Anderson. She's the director at the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center right here in Wadena. Lisa, how's it going this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, CJ?
Doing pretty good. How was your fourth? You get to do anything pretty cool, or what's up?
Absolutely not. I didn't do a darn thing. It threw me for a little being in the middle of the week. You know, we worked on Monday, had Tuesday off, so then it kind of threw everything off. But, I mean, typical 4th of July stuff, fireworks and all that kind of stuff. I think I might have been on the lake, but that was a week ago. That's hard to remember back that far.
Exactly. You know, it just threw everything. It felt like two different weeks, honestly, with it being kind of in the middle like that.
I agree. It absolutely did.
So anything...
Did you have a good fourth?
Yes, I did. Got out to the lake, got to do some stuff like that, and enjoy some time off, which was really, really fun. But over at the Maslowski Center, what was it like that 4th of July week? Was it busy? Kind of how was it with people coming and going?
It was actually rather busy. A lot of, you know, visitors from out of town and stuff like that. It's so hard. And I tell my staff this all the time. It's so hard to know if it's going to be busy or if it's going to be a slower day. You know, you would think that some of the slower days are going to be when it's a super nice day out, but sometimes it's the opposite, and sometimes that rings true. So sometimes it's beautiful outside, and it's just busy inside, busy in the pool, busy upstairs. So it's really hard to predict what's going to happen each day over here, but that's kind of the beauty of it.
Exactly. And so what else do you have going on at the Maz, Lisa? What's happening over there?
We just started another round of swimming lessons, and so our lessons go now from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon, and then it is open for adults, and then open swim is in the evening, and then that last session will start at middle of the month. I'm looking at a calendar here, the 24th of July, and that will be evening sessions. And then open swim is in the afternoon at noon. So then it'll be August. That's nuts. Ah, but there is a couple other things that I kind of wanted to touch on. We are doing, I guess you could call it a community rummage sale or a community garage sale, and that is the 30th of the month. And anybody out in the community can just purchase a table for $10, and it'll be in our gym space, and they can bring whatever they want to sell. So, you know, sometimes it's a lot of work to throw together a whole rummage sale yourself. So it's a good option for people if they've got just a little bit of stuff they want to get rid of.
Exactly. And it just kind of showcases that, you know, we've talked about this different times, kind of the different things that the Maz can do in the community. Sometimes it's swimming lessons, sometimes it is the gym, and sometimes it's using the gymnasium for a garage sale like that.
Right, correct. Yeah, lots of different uses. You know, we have those meeting rooms, and yeah, just it's definitely a multi-purpose use facility.
What else do you have going on at the Maz, Lisa?
I think that is about it. We do have some stuff coming up in the fall time, but I'll save that for another time.
Yeah, we don't want to start talking fall yet. We just got done with 4th of July. I just saw 4th of July ads when I went to the store, and back to school ads when I went to the store.
I know.
I'm not quite ready to admit summer's over yet.
Because it's not. It's not over yet.
Exactly. We only get a few months out of the year where it's nice outside. We got to enjoy it, right?
Exactly.
All right, Lisa, where can they find you over at the Maz? When are you guys open? How can they get in touch with you if they want more information on memberships or hours or anything like that?
Sure. We are at 17 Fifth Street Southwest, right next to behind the high school. And we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and then Sunday, noon to 6. And you can always find all this information on our website, wadenawellness.com, or our Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram as well. And then you can always call 218-632-7777 or stop at the desk during those open times.
We're talking with Elisa Anderson. She is the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center Director right here in Wadena. She talks with us every Tuesday morning at this time. Lisa, thanks for joining us over the phone. I know it's really busy over there at the Mas with that swimming lessons and all the other things going on this summer. Really busy, but a lot of fun stuff going on in Wadena.
Absolutely. Thanks, CJ.
All right, there goes Lisa. And if you missed any part of this interview, you can catch it on our website, wadenaradio.com, or on the KWAD Facebook page.